Coffee Break French, Lesson 41, Extra. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. This is the bonus podcast for Lesson 41, in which we're going to be taking a closer look at what was covered in the main lesson for this week. And as I'm sure you know already, that means we're taking a closer look at regular ER verbs in the present tense. I'm going to be giving you some further examples, and we'll conjugate a few verbs together. There's also a little test for you to test your understanding. Alors, est-ce que vous êtes prêts? So, to begin with, let's just review what we covered in the main lesson. You now know that French verbs are conjugated in six parts. Three singular parts, and then three plural parts. Although you're aware already that the vous form can have both a singular and a plural meaning, but we'll come back to that. The three singular parts are je for I, tu for you, that's a singular informal you, and the third part encompasses both il, the masculine singular, he, and elle, the feminine singular, she. So, je, tu, il and elle. And then the plural parts are nous, meaning we, then vous, meaning you plural, and also you formal singular and you formal plural, and then the sixth part, or the third person plural, is the il, elle, and that's ils and ells. It's the plural form, the they form. So let's take a verb we already know. Let's take travailler. Travailler, of course, means to work, and conjugate that in its six forms. We'll say both il and elle in the singular and plural. So it might seem like eight, but there are actually only six forms here. Je travaille. Tu travailles. Il travaille. Elle travaille. Nous travaillons. Vous travaillez. Il travaille. Elle travaille. Let's try saying that more quickly. This time, I'll group the first, second and third forms together, and then the fourth, fifth and sixth forms. So all the singular, then all the plural. Je travaille, tu travailles, il travaille, elle travaille. Nous travaillons, vous travaillez, il travaille, elle travaille. And it's very important to remember that il travaille and elle travaille in the plural, the ending is ENT, and the il and elle both have an S on the end. Okay, let's take another example verb. This time, we'll take parler, which of course means to speak. Je parle, tu parles, il parle, elle parle. Nous parlons, vous parlez, il parle, elle parle. And again, remember those endings on the il and elle plural form, ENT. Let's take bavarder. Bavarder means to chat. Je bavarde, tu bavardes, il bavarde, elle bavarde. Nous bavardons, vous bavardez, il bavarde, elle bavarde. The verb étudier. Now, étudier is just a little more complicated, because if we follow the rules of taking off the ER to form the stem, then we're left with étudie, finishing in I. So we need to add those endings to the étudie stem, which leaves you with j'étudie, Tu étudies. Il étudie. Elle étudie. Nous étudions. Vous étudiez. Ils étudient. Elles étudient. And notice with that one, because the verb begins with a vowel, first of all, it's j'étudie, so it's j apostrophe, étudie, as opposed to je étudie. And also, you hear the S of il and elle in the plural form. Ils étudient, elles étudient. Now, the other verbs listed in the bonus vocabulary section were arriver, quitter, and chercher. These mean, respectively, to arrive, to leave, when you're leaving something, leaving a room or a house, for example, and chercher, meaning to look for. We'll be using some of these verbs in the little test, which we're about to start. So, number one, I'd like you to translate from French into English. Nous cherchons l'office de tourisme. Nous cherchons l'office de tourisme. So, nous cherchons, from chercher, meaning to look for. And who's doing the looking? Nous. It's we. So, we are looking. Nous cherchons l'office de tourisme for the Tourist Information Office. Numéro 2. Translate from French. Elle bavarde avec Claude. So, elle bavarde, from bavarder, to chat. She is chatting with Claude. Now, notice here that elle bavarde avec Claude could actually have been they are chatting with Claude. But as you'll see from the notes, it's written B-A-V-A-R-D-E. It's the singular ending, bavarde. It sounds exactly the same as the plural ending would sound. Elle bavarde, that would be E-L-L-E-S for the plural, and bavarde, B-A-V-A-R-D-E-N-T. However, here we're looking at the singular. Elle bavarde avec Claude. OK, numéro 3. Vous ne parlez pas français? So that means, vous ne parlez pas français? Don't you speak French? Now, it's not actually clear here whether we're talking about the plural formal, the singular formal, or indeed the plural informal form with vous. There is no context, it's just a sentence taken out of nowhere. But it could mean any one of those things. In English, fortunately, we can translate it with don't you speak French. It could also be translated as aren't you speaking French? Using the progressive form in English, which is another acceptable translation of the French present tense. OK, numéro 4. Translate from French. Nous étudions à Paris. Nous étudions à Paris. So that means we are studying in Paris, or we study in Paris. Numéro 5. Translate into English. Tu travailles au café? Tu travailles au café? So this question means, do you work at the café? Or, indeed, are you working at the café? OK, number 6, I'd like you to translate into French this time. My daughters work at the supermarket. So here we're talking about my daughters, mes filles, and then work at the supermarket, you've got to ask yourself which part of travailler are we going to be using here. my daughters is the same as saying they. So it would be the elle form. We don't need to say elle because we already have a subject. Mes filles travaillent. And then you've got the ENT at the ending. Au supermarché. Mes filles travaillent au supermarché. Numéro 7. I am watching TV at the moment. So, I am watching is the same as I watch. Je regarde. The ending is E. Je regarde la télé. And then, at the moment is en ce moment. Literally, in this moment. En ce moment. Je regarde la télé en ce moment. Numéro 8. We dance together. That one's fairly straightforward. Nous dansons ensemble. When you run it all together, because ensemble starts with a vowel, you could say nous dansons ensemble and run the S of dansons, the ending, O-N-S, into ensemble. Nous dansons ensemble. Numéro 9. She is leaving the house. Use the verb quitter. That would be elle quitte la maison. So, elle quitte, from the verb quitter, Q-U-I-T-T-E, elle quitte la maison. And finally, number 10. Lucie and Jean-Michel are singing tomorrow. So, Lucie et Jean-Michel, they are singing, because it's the they form, obviously. So that would be chante, spelled C-H-A-N-T-E-N-T. Lucie et Jean-Michel chantent demain. Lucie et Jean-Michel chantent demain. Okay, that's where we're going to leave it for this edition of the bonus podcast for Coffee Break French. We hope you found this enjoyable and useful in your learning. Au revoir et à la prochaine! This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.